Been a frustrating, I don't know, 7 weeks now, is it? Something like that. So, yeah, it's been frustrating to be on the sides and watching whilst we've obviously had a few results we were driving that I've had. But it's good to get back in and playing games is what it's all about. And it was nice to come out with a clean sheet.
Any rustiness? Did you feel any? Or
yeah, I'm sure there's a few things. I've only trained twice, you know, so the Saturday game came a bit too soon for me. But it's just getting back into the swing of things. You know, when you're playing as a goalkeeper, it's just those starting positions and things like that. So it was a few things, I suppose, that I'd look at myself and want to improve. But, you know, with the back four and the team played as well as they did in front of me, it was very easy for me just to sit at the back and do as little as I had to do.
How frustrating has it been? Because it was an injury that sort of came completely out of the blue.
Yeah, it's just an occupational hazard, you know, double break of the finger in training, you know. What can you do? But the only good thing to come out of it was I could still do the majority of everything. You know, I could still go to the gym, I could still run, I was still outside every day. So I didn't really have any time off. So I just looked at it and kind of, with me and with the physios, looked at it and did. We looked at what I could improve over 7 weeks and just carried on doing my fitness and doing goalkeeping work and just waited for the fracture to heal. And it seems like it's settled down well now with this good physiotherapy and able to crack on now.
On to tonight's game, and the first time you've seen a win as well at Bristol Road.
Yes, it's the first win for me at home, so it was nice to get that monkey off the back. I think it was a good game for us today. good chance to show the fans what we can do, and I think the message from the manager was to go out there and play with no fear, play with confidence, and I think we did that. And for me personally, I think to bring a little bit of organisation to the team, which is what I try and do, and I think by doing that, I thought we looked a solid outfit today.
Took the goals well forwards as well, didn't they?
I thought the whole team played very well. I thought we were really disciplined. We had good shape. We did all the kind of nitty gritty things, which I don't think we've been doing particularly well. And you know, we know we've got the quality and the ability up front. And I think that comes with playing well and confidence. And they took their goals fantastically. And it was a relief to see the second one go in with a caress shot.
It's one of those competitions where all of a sudden we're in the area semi-final and you're not far from Wembley.
Yeah, it'd be great for me personally to get back to Wembley after the disappointment of experiencing it last year, similar to Leyton Orient. So it's another competition to progress, and winning football games breeds confidence, it breeds good habits, and that's what we want to do. And Maro had said to us it was a big week for us, three games which we think we can win, and we've started off as we want to carry on.
Obviously looking ahead now, Gillingham, the side that down there with us on the table, you must be hoping to keep your place.
Yeah, for me, I came here to play games, and that's what I've always said, and Gary's done very well himself, so I put my head down, wanted to work hard, and I just wanted to make sure that the transition of coming back in once I got my opportunity wasn't, you know, it wouldn't take 3 or 4 weeks to get back into the swing of things. And credit's due to Lee, to Deirdre and to the physios that enabled me to work hard over 6-7 weeks, and it was I felt good when I played.
How much momentum do you take from this result to the league program?
I think it's massive. These three games that we said could define our season. Two league games which we think are winnable. And in fairness, we think all our games are winnable in the league. And we've got to remember that we're a good side, and we're a side who we expected to do well this year. And reasons have gone against us. And, you know, there's been enough excuses to use, but the time now is to stop using those excuses, and is to look at ourselves, pull our socks up, you know, and get on with it. And these two games after today's game give us a great platform to build some momentum, and you know, let's turn Brisbane Road into a fortress and not into kind of the monkey on our shoulder as it has been, because you know, the fans deserve better than that. And I think today we showed that we're a good side, and we can hopefully take that into the lead.
So if you pick up the wins, 4 points, 6 points over the next week, then you feel like anything's possible in terms of the league?
Of course it is. I personally, it's been frustrating for me watching the side since the Fleetwood games, the last game I played. But I haven't been amazingly over-impressed with some of the sides we've played. You know, Preston and MK Dons are supposed to be the best sides we've ever played. Then I don't really think we have to fear anything. It's just we have to do the things that we know we can do right. And if we bring a bit more discipline to the side, and Monday to Friday we do the right things, that can only go onto the pitch. And we know the talent we've got in there. We've got a fantastic squad of players, more than capable of getting up this league. And it's just a case of getting the confidence and doing the right things. And I think these two games are ideal for us.
In terms of, do you feel this was sort of the perfect game for you to obviously come back into, perfect chance?
Yeah, I was just itching to play. It's horrible to watch on the sides, and with such an innocuous injury like a finger, you know, it's for any other player they'd be able to carry on, but for a goalkeeper it was like any other injury, like a fracture. I had two fractures in the finger which I had to wait to heal, which takes, you know, 6 weeks for bone. So it's been frustrating, but it was a great game for me just to come back in, and I was grateful for being selected. And it's always nice to keep a clean sheet, so that was my aim today.
It's always just be nice to have a sort of a happy dressing room after a good result.
I think it is a happy dressing room now. I think Clarkie spoke about it, but we've tried to improve team morale. We've had a couple of bonding sessions, and I think it's really helped. And I think we're maybe now just starting to realise that all the stuff going off that's happened off the pitch, you know, it shouldn't affect us. I know it can do, but now is the time just to focus on what we do best, and some really good plays in there. And I think that, like I say, I think this game can really help us build into the season.
What did you do for those sessions? What sort of things did you do?
Well, because if it's only a finger injury, it wasn't a case of I had to have treatment. I didn't have to see the physios every day. It was a case of just I was doing goalkeeping sessions with Deirdre, with the other lads, serving, running sessions with the fitness coaches, weight sessions, everything I could do other than putting the goalkeeper gloves on and doing goalkeeper sessions. So, and that's only just recently started in the last kind of week or so. So I've still got a lot to improve on to get back to what I know I'm capable of. But it makes that transition period easy, you know. The disappointment was massive for me to be out injured, but you've just got to get on with it, and I feel like I've tried to apply myself.